Artemis was panicked as she pulled Cat into the room, her eyes damp from tears. "You must help me, Katra. He broke into my chambers and tried to rape me." Artemis was covered in blood, her gown torn. And for the first time in centuries, Sin remembered the past that his mind had buried. He remembered Artemis smiling at him and handing him a goblet. "Yes, it is a shame about Ningal. I saw her earlier tonight, sleeping with my brother in his temple. She is a faithless whore, isn't she?" Sin had refused to answer. His and Ningal's relationship wasn't any of Artemis's business, and it was something that never failed to cut him to the bone.
"I don't want to discuss it, Artemis."
Part of him had suspected she'd mentioned it, hoping he'd kill his wife in anger and unleash the Thonians on him. But Artemis surprised him with her reason. "I have a proposition for you, Sin. You solve my problem, and I solve yours."
"And what problem do I have?"
She'd wrinkled her nose in distaste. "Don't be stupid, Sin. Everyone knows your wife cheats with anyone she can drag to her bed, that the children you claim as yours aren't, that your own pantheon looks down on you even though you control the moon, the calendar, and their fertility. I can't imagine how terrible it must feel to be laughed at by everyone, especially given how much power you have."
It was much more complicated than that. As much power as he held, he knew it could be negated in an instant by the Tablet of Destiny. Without power, he'd be an easy kill. Not to mention, he was kept at bay by loyalty to Zakhar. If Sin died, they'd soon learn Zakhar was still alive, and in no time, they'd kill him, too.
Artemis had leaned against Sin and breathed in his ear. "Haven't you ever wanted to get back at them?"
More than she could imagine.
However, his hands were tied, and he knew it. Better he be unhappy than his brother be dead. And as that thought went through Sin, he realized he didn't want to be here tonight with her. This all felt wrong, and he needed to leave. Sin had set the goblet aside.
"I made a mistake coming here."
Artemis had pulled him to a stop and smiled prettily at him in a way no goddess had done in centuries. "No, love, you didn't. You belong here with me." She'd pulled him toward her room. "Like you, I'm tired of being alone all the time." She'd raised his hand and placed a tender kiss on his knuckles as her eyes seduced him. "Stay with me, Sin, and I will make you the next reigning king of the gods."
"I don't need to be king."
She'd left him to get more wine. "Of course you don't. But think of the others bowing down before you. Imagine them all doing any and everything they can to please you. Wouldn't it be fantastic?" Returning to his side, she held the goblet to his lips. "Drink, my sweet. It's good for you." Sin had downed it all, but no sooner had he finished it than the room began to swim. Too late, he'd realized that she had drugged him. He tried to walk, but stumbled to his knees.
"What have you done to me?"
Her face had hardened. "I want your powers, Sin. I need them."
"You lying bitch,"
Sin had growled and lunged at her. She'd slapped him hard. Sin had grabbed her and thrown her to the bed, intending to kill her. But no sooner had he wrapped his hands around her throat than he'd passed out.